Let's talk about Apertus, because this announcement deserves more attention than it's getting outside of technical circles. Apertus is positioning itself as an open foundation model for sovereign AI. The framing is explicit. The website describes it as designed to give European institutions, governments, and organizations the ability to run capable AI infrastructure without routing sensitive data through American or Chinese cloud providers. It scored 416 points on HN with 140 comments, which for a relatively new project with a serious policy agenda is a strong signal.
The word sovereign is doing a lot of work here, and it's worth unpacking. In AI context, sovereign AI typically refers to a model that a nation or bloc can deploy, audit, modify, and control entirely. No dependency on foreign infrastructure, no data leaving the jurisdiction, no licensing terms dictated by a company headquartered elsewhere. For European governments dealing with GDPR, with NIS2, with the EU AI Act's tiered risk categories, having a frontier-capable model they actually own changes the compliance calculus entirely.
And the business model implications are significant. The current landscape for enterprise AI in Europe involves either accepting Microsoft Azure OpenAI service terms and trusting that data residency guarantees are meaningful, or accepting Google's equivalent, or going to a boutique European provider that usually sits 2 to 3 generations behind the frontier. Apertus is attempting a third path, genuine frontier capability, open weights, European governance. Whether they can actually execute on the capability side remains to be tested, but the positioning is smart.
Which brings me to the Munich 1991 post, because it's directly relevant background. Jürgen Schmidhuber, who is the author and who has a long-running priority dispute with the deep learning community about who deserves credit for what, is writing about a workshop in Munich in 1991 that he argues planted the seeds for the current AI boom. The specific contributions he's discussing involve early recurrent network training techniques and unsupervised pre-training approaches that didn't get mainstream attention until much later.
Schmidhuber's credibility claims are genuinely contested. He's been very vocal about his priority claims over LSTM and other architectures, and the reaction in the HN comment thread reflects that. But setting aside the credit dispute, the historical argument is interesting, that the conceptual foundations for large-scale neural network training were largely in place by the early 1990s, and what changed between then and 2012 was mostly compute, data availability, and the specific engineering choices that made backpropagation scale. The ideas were waiting for the infrastructure to catch up.
For Apertus and the broader sovereign AI movement, that history actually supports their case. If the fundamental techniques are decades old and now well understood, building a capable open foundation model is primarily an engineering and resource problem, not a research frontier problem. You don't need to be on the bleeding edge of model architecture to build something useful. You need access to enough compute, enough clean training data, and enough engineering talent to execute on known techniques reliably.
The curriculum corner feels appropriate here, actually, because when you look at Apertus's governance structure and the competitive concerns around American AI dominance, you inevitably run into antitrust questions. And the way antitrust law actually works is often misunderstood. People assume that if a company has a large market share, it's automatically a monopoly in the legal sense. But the Sherman Act, which is the foundational U.S. antitrust law from 1890, defines the violation not as having dominant market position, but as acquiring or maintaining that position through exclusionary conduct. Market share alone isn't sufficient to trigger liability. A company that gets big simply by being better at what it does isn't violating antitrust law. What matters is whether they used illegal means to get there. Predatory pricing designed to eliminate competitors, exclusive dealing arrangements that foreclose the market, or tying products together to leverage dominance from one market into another. A good analogy is a local bakery that becomes so popular it puts neighboring bakeries out of business. That's competition, not monopolization. But if that same bakery bought up all the flour suppliers and refused to sell to competitors, that's the Sherman Act problem. In the AI context, the relevant questions aren't just market share, They're about whether access to training data, cloud infrastructure, or distribution channels is being controlled in ways that foreclose entry for challengers like Apritus.
That's an important framing, Marcus, especially given that the EU is simultaneously rolling out the AI Act and watching its own companies try to build competitive alternatives. The regulatory pressure and the competitive response from projects like Apritus are happening in parallel, and they're not unrelated.